priest and the theologist, both classes, they have no clear idea of God. Is it not?
I think this is, well, I would say they do not have, they do not, I would make a distinction myself between knowing God and knowing about God. In other words, there is knowledge about God which one has in various books. One does not know God unless one somehow experiences God. I feel that this is the one thing that the Bhakti movement of Chaitanya has done, and that it has allowed its devotees to experience Him, to know Him personally, in a way that changes their lives.
That is the Vedic civilization.
Yes.
Nati vidhu sattva gatini Vishnu. The materialistic person, they do not know what is Vishnu, or they do not know that his ultimate goal of life is to know Vishnu at all. This is human life. But that is missing. They do not care to know that the ultimate, what is the ultimate goal of human life. This is the defect. Nobody cares to know, especially in this age. So that is the defeat of human civilization. They must know. This is the process that by evolution they have come to nature's way, human form of life. Now they must know what is God. Otherwise it is defeat. It's the opportunity given by nature, good consciousness, to know God, Vishnu. Now, practically, take anyone, especially in the Western world, nobody can say what is God.
Is it not true?
Huh?
Quite true.
In that position, if we are offering here is God, why do they not accept? What is the objection?
There isn't any objection. I think the great problem, of course, in the Western world is that the Western world is involved in materialism. And
that means they don't want to know God. So this is very horrible condition.
True.
Animal practice. Not only horrible, it is animal practice. They do not want to know God. Just like these animals, they are not interested. So they have no charge. The animals or temple. But in the human society, either he is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, there is some arrangement for understanding God. Now they are also neglecting that. Everyone, all over the world, now they are clearly, the communists, they hate to say anything about God. So ultimately they are coming to such position, the communists. There's no word about God. So, this is the belief. Now, apart from them, just like theologies and theosophies, they are at least after understanding what is God, But they cannot ascertain, definite. So why do they not track? We are offering, here is God. Where is all this? Why they should object? If you do not know something, and if I give the information, why you should not track? That is my question. In India, for higher technological knowledge, they come to foreign countries. So, for knowledge, we can take it from anywhere. There should not be sectarianism. Oh, I shall take knowledge from here. Wherever knowledge is available, we should take it. That is the real position of seeker of knowledge. Chanakya Pandit says, Nishadha Puttama Vidya Siratnam Dushulakti. He says, Vishadhapi Amritam Gayam. Vish means poison. In the pot of poison, if there is little nectar in, take it. Poison is not to be touched. But if there is little nectarine, take it. And amedhyat apikanchanam, and in a filthy place there is gold. Take it. Not that gold has been polluted because it is in the filthy place. If there is gold in the filthy place, don't hesitate, take it. Nichāda puttama vidya. Generally, people used to take education from Brahman. So, Chanakya Pandit advises that if there is education, actual education, even he is a lower class man, Shudra or Chandra, take it. Accept him. As much. Nichāda puttama vidya. Nichāda puttama vidya siratnam duskulādati. And in India, according to Vedic tradition, the marriage is done after seeing the family tradition very scrutinized. So here it is advised that duskulādati, in an abominable family, if there is nice girl, educated, beautiful, accept it. Nichāda puttama vidya siratnam. Ratnam means jewel. Wife, she is like jewel, although born of a low family, etc. So, anything very good, even it is available from a place which is not desirable, one should accept. So, if you are actually seeking after God. So here is God available from Vedic literature. Why don't you take it?
Yeah.
Why you should refuse it? That is not very good sign.
No, that is true.
Yes. So we are offering here God. Why should you not take it seriously? I'm speaking to you because you have got this theological what is that?
The union.
Yeah. Union. Mm-hmm. So they should take it. If you have no information of actual God, take it from us.
Yes, well, I do. As I say,
you have got that mentality, I know. But because you are a president, a chairman of that thing, center, what is that?
I'm chairman of the department of the.
So who is the chairman? Who is the chairman of this union?
I'm just the chairman of this one department of the history and phenomenology of religion.
You are also important officer, so you can introduce that. верить в God.
Well, I'm going to try to do what I can do, as I told you to.
Many English do not say, refuse to say. So, what kind of theologians? That is mine. Here is the knowledge why one should refuse to take.
I want to, when you have your temple there in Berkeley, I want to continue on chanting and being with the devotees, doing what I can to further Krishna consciousness in the
In the Bhagavad Gita. If you take this, that Krishna is Indian and Krishna is Hindi, a Hindu, we shall not say. But the words Krishna, if you take it, God said, or whatever you. So the wordings are God's. Just like Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchijasi Dhananjaya. There is nobody superior element than me. So God can say that. So you remove the word Krishna Uvasa, but take the words of God. Who can be superior than God?
True.
So in this way, if you read simply Bhagavad Gita, separating the word Krishna, it is God's word. All such well. So why should he not take the science of God?
Yes.
God can say that there is no more greater principle than me. Is it not? You may accept anyone God, but God can say that. That is the statement in Bhagavad Gita. Matta paratanam nanya, pinchirasti dhanamya. Mahi sarvadhanamitam. Sutre mani dhanayiva. Every word is God's word. You may accept Krishna God or not, the words are God's word. That is Bhagavad Gita.
Statements like that in the Bible. You'll not find statements like that in the Bible. But there is no one superior to me. You don't find those things in the Bible. Little indication that there's God, but no real philosophy.
Manufacturing so many things, United Nations, World Health Organization, and this philanthropy, but the real thing is what? That the human life is meant for understanding God. There is no such organization. This is the only organization, Krishna consciousness. I'm neglectful, I do not know.
Very
happy in my new engagement. Finding very much success. Now, we have made four devotees. Yeah. Left 3 days.
Very good.
The recognition of God according to the
theologian. Well, there would be many different definitions of God, I suppose. Christian theology. There would be many different definitions, I guess.
Why?
It involves various theologies.
There is no summary?
Pardon?
No,
there is no actual statement of any one person or any concept concerning God that would be accepted by all Christians. There are various theologies about God, as I said.
Some of the prominent theologians, what do they say? How do they say God?
Well, it depends upon whether one is a Lutheran or a Calvinist. Or
let anyone of them say something. I want to hear.
Yes, well, this is what professor yesterday was talking about, that there are many different theologies, and some people accept one and some accept another.
Prabhupada wants to hear one of them. What does the Catholic theology say about that?
Oh, I'm not too good at interpreting the Catholic theology, but the Catholic theology would say that God is the Father, that there is the Son who was born, that's the Son of God.
And God has got Son. Yes. That is, but what do you mean by God? Everyone has got Son. That doesn't mean everyone is God.
No.
What is the definition of God? You have got Son, I have got Son. God has got Son. That doesn't mean He's God. Everyone has got Son.
We see the Roman Catholics, if you were to consider this, then again, would say that the Son of God is one with God, and the Holy Spirit
and the three are one. That's all right. But who is God? What is the definition of God? Just like king. We can describe king means who has got a big kingdom, a large capital man, is ruling over it. Some description. So, what is the definition of God?
Is that God is also the creator, they would say.
Yes. That's nice.
Creator of the world.
Yes. And then the next question is that if he's creator, then he has got nice brain. Otherwise, how this wonderful creation is there? Everything is going on. Just like this big sea. God is creator, therefore, always in vast water, we are safely standing here, because we know God has created in such a way, always in very fast, it cannot go, cannot come up to this. So how much great brain He has got. He has created in such a way. So we have to understand like that. God is creator, but how perfect creator is. In this way we have to study theology, item by item.
Yes. God is also, they would say, the judge of man, judging man for his sins, of course.
So that was, man is subordinate to God. So, why the people are denying the supremacy of God? It's like so-called scientists, doctors, they say, there is no God. Immediately they should be taken as doctors. Why they should be given this title, scientist? He does not know who is his superior. They should be condemned immediately. Anyone who denies God is a doctor. He may be scientist, philosopher, amongst the fools, but he's a rascal. He does not know his subordinate position. Immediately designate him, you are a rascal. You have no position, because you do not know your superior. In this way you have to study. Then these rascals will be caught up. How great rascals they are, denying the existence. So we have to teach people like that. That don't follow these rascals. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namana Dishitanam Murha Prabhadanti Naradhama Maya Paritabhyana Asuri Bhavama. Anyone who is not God conscious, Krishna conscious, he is immediately grouped among the miscreants, duskriti. between me, very many Togis. Just like these scientists. They have got good merit. But that merit is being applied for sinful activities. There's an expert see, rogue. He has got merit, but he is applying the merit for sinful activities. And next, what is mura? Why they are misusing in this way? Because they are just mura. Yesterday, film, they asked.
Last night in the movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But they are heavily loaded. And they agree. But these rascals are asses. They are simply heavily loaded. But they do not know why he should agree to get so much load. But that is us. They take great responsibility. So they are assets. The ass does not know why I am taking so much love. And the master will give me little grass. Dry grass I can get anywhere. Why agree to take his love? Therefore the example ass is given. He does not know his real intent. Mura. If you hear some Lord, you must have some interest in it, but he has no interest. And he's carrying me. That's what I have.
You talk about all these social problems then in society are basically caused by them denying God. That is
because they're asses. Why don't you say like that? Because they're big asses. And people are following them. That is misfortune. They're simply bluffing that we are very good. That's why these scientists are simply bluffing. They will go into the moon planet, we're doing this, doing that, and getting large salary. But they're asses. And people like that are asses. Are there for the accent? Oh, he is a big man. Cheating us very nice.
Well, Prabhupada, theologians just also say that God is the person he is.
So we can describe. Let them take it. If they cannot describe, they take the description from us. We can do. That is knowledge. Vichaga Bhuttama Vidya Kirakam. Why they should hesitate? No, no. Where shall I take from? He's a Hindu. Or he's a Muslim. What do you mean? Knowledge has to be taken wherever it is available.
In the Bible it says that no one has ever seen God.
But why don't you go where seen God?
Yeah.
Why women foolish? That is the basic intention. But we cannot guru avigacchi. If you have not seen, then go to Guru. Why should I see it? I do. I have not seen, I'll never see. Is that knowledge? Go there where you can see. That is it. Nobody has seen, therefore there is no use of seeing. What is this argument? This is not.
They also say that no one can ever be pure, that everyone is doomed to be a sinner.
That is, apavat mannate jagat. That is the condition source qualification. That he who is a fool, he thinks others is. Everyone, he thinks he is like me. That is nature. Atavat mannate jara. Everyone thinks others like this. If he's a fool, he thinks all us. These things have no argument. Nobody has seen God. How do you take this statistic? Can you say like that, any statistics that nobody has? Maybe you have not seen him, but has seen God. That's quite possible, because you have not scrutinized, studied all the men of the world.
Yes.
Then how you can say nobody has seen? You have not seen the man who has seen him.
So the man
will not admit his fault. He will accuse others. Nobody has seen this. What? You may not have seen it, but why you say nobody has seen? You have not seen that person who has seen God. Therefore you say like that.
So those people who wrote the Bible did not see God.
That is, when God is standing by saying, here I am, Krishna, they will not see it. And still they are thinking nobody has seen.
Of course, in Christianity, which many of the Christians, I feel, are not following as closely as they should and have in the past, there is the idea, for example, in the Roman Catholic Church, for example, of at the time of the Mass, of experiencing the presence of God. And there have been Christian mystics who have felt that they have experienced God. For example, St. Teresa, St. John of the Cross, Meister Eckhart.
Oh, they must be the children of God.
Very
if you have seen this rose flower, then you can give a description. If you cannot give a description, then how you have seen it?
Well, they have tried to give descriptions, and of course I think all descriptions that have been given of God are, as descriptions are, inadequate. Because in my own feeling, I believe that the full knowledge of God comes through the actual experience of God. Experiencing God in our lives.
Yes, that experience you can get. That's where God is describing himself. So why don't you take that? Your description may be defective because you are imperfect. But if God himself is doing his, I will say, identification, why don't you take it? Not only gives description, he acts according to the description. When Krishna was present, he says, Matra Parataram Nanna, there is no more superior element. He proved it when he was present. There is no more superior power than him when Krishna was present. In his opulence, in his richness, in his strength, in his education, everything, all tops. All tops. The proof is that because he gave the topmost knowledge, therefore Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world. Accepted topmost. All scholars, all philosophers, all religions, they read it.
Yes, well, I, of course, have always felt that
big scholars, they have taken the trouble to write on Bhagavad Gita. But nobody has taken the trouble to write on other scriptures, like Bible or Quran. Nobody has taken. No scholar, no philosopher, has tried to comment or study. Because they know it is not very important. It is important. This is the proof. Wisest. And that is only ABCD. Vaishnavism.
But people should take advantage. They accept it indirectly. There are so many editions of Baba in your country. English. Why they take trouble to read Bhagavad Gita so carefully? Big scholars, you know.
Why?
Little impulse, pull off. So Shankaracharya has tried to impress this path, but the rascals followed in a different way. Just like a cloth, big cloth, that is impersonal. Now we cut it into quotes, it becomes like person. So similarly, this whole material world is impersonal. But because we have taken a certain portion away and make my body, it looks like person. A God is not like him. He is spiritual person. He has nothing to do with material. Satchidananda Vigraha. What Shankaracharya was impressed that they are after demigods. So the demigods, they are not actual person. Real person is Narayana. That is Shankaracharya's version. Narayana, he finds it in his comment on Bhagavad Gita. First word he writes, Narayana Parav, a Bhaktiyat. Narayana has nothing to do with this material. And he has stressed in his comment, Savagaman San Krishna, that Narayana has appeared as Krishna. And he has given specific name of his father, the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. So that nobody can misidentify. If there was Sankar Bhaskar commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he bring it as a source. Krishna also confirms that verse which we are reading last evening. Krishna says, Maya tato yudam sadvam jagat bhakta murtina. This jada, this material word, is imperfect. And that is my energy. Therefore, the whole world is resting upon me, but I am not as person, I am not. Statement of Bhagavad. It's like the sunshine is spreading all over the universe. But the sun is aloof. Take this example. Not that because the sunshine is here, we are now getting. The sun has come here. The sun is shining from the distant place. It's aloof. Similarly, God is person and is shining in all this creation. That is impossible.
Like the rays of the sun.
Huh?
Like the rays of the sun.
And Shankaracharya's, not Shankaracharya, his followers have interpreted it. Because God has become all-pervading, then where is God person? He's finished. But they do not see this sun. That although the sun is all pervading, he still is maintaining his identity.
Yes. Beta beta philosophy.
Huh?
It's the beta beta philosophy.
Yes. Beta beta philosophy, that is actual philosophy.
God is both one and dual.
Yes.
Oh.
Simultaneous.
Right.
They are the same itself. The sun shine and the sun one. Light and heat. But still, The sun is different from the light. Tell about going to the moon planet. Huh?
What happens, you say, to the program of going to the moon?
I don't know. They stopped it.
Why?
I don't know. One of the problems has been probably the criticism of the American people that so much money was being spent on going to the moon when there were so many other needs for the money to be to use.
Is this the result coming from?
Yes. The amount of expense, whether the expense could actually be justified to continue on in the way that they have.
To Venus, they say they're going to Venus.
The Russians have sent a spaceship to Venus.
It's unmanned.
Huh?
There are no men in it. They're going to Venus, but there's no man in it.
Why they're going to Venus? They failed to achieve anything by going to the moon. Now, why another attempt to go to Venus?
Well, the usual explanation that they have given, as I recall, is that these explorations give man more of a knowledge about how the world was created, our universe was created.
That is another speculation.
Yes.
Well, you have to go to Venus so to figure that out. They have a planet here that can't do anything.
Why their answers to know how the world was created? It is already created. What is your credit? I'm simply bluffing this. It is already there. The nice creation is already there.
Accept it as it is.
They want to try to imitate the creation.
Huh?
They want to try to imitate the creation.
That is their truth. Well, angels dare not, foolish nothing. Well, angels dare not, fools nothing. So, big giant, saintly person, they simply admire, and they are going to understand. What is that? Yes? They can create like that. They cannot create even an ant, a small ant, and they are going to create, imitate the creation of God.
Yes.
And we have to believe such truths. This is our misfortune.
Srila Prabhupada, because the Christian theologians do not have very much information about God, they're being very much influenced by these scientists and their conceptions.
Yes.
There's this
very stated in this Bhagavatam. Sabhi ribara avasya kharai samstruta purusha pasu.
It's an inter.
A lion is accepted as the king. He is considered to be the king of the beast in the forest. And he is very much praised. But a human being will see that the lion is also an animal, and those who are praising him, they are also. Is it not?
So if some animal spreads a virus on animal, does it mean that the animal is very big? It may be very big for these animals. But now the animal is not very big thing to the human being. They can capture it. It's nothing. Actually they capture and keep it in the zoo. So for a human being, both the big animal and a small animal, they're animals. Although these small animals may praise the big animal. The following is, so here, a big animal is being praised by a small animal, but both of them are animals.
So in other words, the big leader and the scientists are thinking that when I am president or when I am scientist, then we, this time we have landed on Venus, I will be praised.
But then, yes, but
by
praised.
Other animals. But,
by other animals.
Right. But they are thinking that we become great. But if we ignore them, we know they are not great.
Now, how great are these animals? How you can know his position? But, and especially when the other small animals praise him. He thinks that I have become very big.
So that is the real motivation for going to Venus. But it is
small animals will praise.
Yes.
That is good for us. I think you tell now about it. Bad news.
By 20%.
Bhagavatam, everything has been described.
Yes, I received the first part of the Srimad Bhagavatam translated and sent to me. Thank you. Brought it with me to read on the plane.
Now theologians are trying to make mathematical models to understand God.
Mathematical models?
This Whitehead, that Alfred North Whitehead and process theology.
Well, I don't know that would quite be true. I don't know Whitehead, really. But it is a... I don't know whether that could be said to be true or not. I don't know.
Altizer spoke.
Oh yeah.
That God is, that slogan, God is dead, that was started by a Christian theologian. Altizer.
Yes. Yes, that philosophy of Altizer's and Hamilton and some of the others, so called death of God theology, of course, was a phase through which Christianity went through. But I think has lost its efficacy at the present time. I think it's probably had an effect, on, certainly on some, but is not. I would not say that is characteristic of Christian theology today. In fact, I see a swinging back to a more conservative position. Of course, as far as the people are concerned, there is this need for an experiential relationship with God, which has gone through all of the churches, and which is called the charismatic renewal. And this has been very influential in many of the churches.
he was trying to say that because God is dead, now we have to revive our relationship with Christ. And then he equated that everyone is, that we have to have a relationship with all the human beings.
Yeah. He's put on certainly on a more humanistic scheme.
Now people want to know Krishna.
Did he actually seriously think that a father was dead?
Yes, but dad and what kind of God is?
Yeah.
Huh?
It wouldn't be anything.
If God dies, animal also dies.
What they call atheistic Christianity. As I say, I do not feel that this is representative of Christianity today. And I think that the very fact that this death of God of theology did become so popular at one particular period is one of the particular reasons why more people have rejected this and have wanted to find some experience of God, find it in their lives. To prove, as it were, that he does exist. I think this has been certainly one of the instruments that has caused people to try to seek the reality of God in various faiths. In Sufism, I know, in Berkeley, they're seeking God, and in the Vedanta, and in many other kinds of different movements, some of them from India and some of them from Japan, particularly in the case of Zen Buddhism, which has become very popular. And then, of course, there's always the Soka Gakkai in the Bay Area, which also is very influential among many of the university students, and which, of course, does chanting also as a form of bhakti in Buddhism.
Nobody has got clear idea of God. It's invisible. Nobody knows. We can challenge that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what he is. We can challenge.
You can press the button whenever you want to call.
Now it's 2:00 this morning.
Yes. Anyone? I had a chemistry dream last night, and after dreaming it, I woke up, stayed awake until I got up, until I was called at 5. The dream was, it seems to be a mixture of the events that occurred last night. I was in a temple and doing kirtan with a number of devotees, and in the middle of the kirtan, a little child crawled in on the floor into the temple, and we all stopped and talked to the little child, and I reminded, I thought, well, what does this mean? And I remember that I was talking with Dharma just before I went to bed. And there was a little child that came in from next door there, and so we gave him some prasadam, and so I feel that, you see, this all got mixed together.
Dream means some mixed ideas.
Yeah, interesting mixture of things.
Well, I'll give you an example. During the day, you may see gold, and you see a mountain. So now you view from a gold mountain.
Yeah.
devotees, I think, for a long time, have
Ramananda was one of the original.
I've seen his picture so often times in the Gun magazine playing the Jhanka drum.
Didn't you hear something? 19.
That's 56. August 66.
August 66. You are one of the very earliest.
I began this movement July
66.
Mm. I came. 65.
Right.
But I could not do anything. I was like this. Actually, I began my teaching work from 66. June, July.
You must have been one of the hippies he converted there in Tompkins Park then.
No, I wasn't quite a hippie.
Not quite.
There weren't hippies at that time. It was just beginning.
Uh-huh.
So I'd been to the university. I graduated in NYU. But I'd been to India.
You had been to India?
Yes. I was planning on going back also. I wanted to take a further degree. I was applying for Fulbright.
Praying.
By simply inquiring about Krishna, you have become Krishnaites.
Yes, I think so.
Because several times you have to under the word Krishna.
Krishna has been certainly a great influence in my life, in chanting and being with the devotees. It has been a transforming thing.
I was looking at your book last evening. I thought it was very nice. Very scholarly and scientific and at the same time sympathetic. So I think it'll make everyone happy.
I hope so. I'm dedicated to the devotees,
yes,
and to their parents.
Yoga.
Right. Might help some reconciliation in some cases.
That's a good idea.
Has many imperfections, which I am well aware, mistakes that I hope in another edition can be corrected.
But many parents are very happy because they're very happy. And some of them come to me to give me thanks.
Yes, I'm sure that is the case.
We've had it recently, some of our devotees. There was one boy, senior man, he left the movement for a while. And his mother told him to go back.
Yes.
And he's very, now he is back. And he's very thankful.
When you were in the movement, you were a very nice boy, soft-spoken, didn't have any bad habits. Now you've left, you've become a voucher, drunkard. Should go back.
And Keshava phoned me last week in Berkeley that his brother, Karimgar, is over in Iran now, working as some kind of an accountancy agency for the Iranian government.
Work on contracts.
On the contracts.
One of my members there is the partner, Arthur Young, Maybe County Clerk.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of our college building manager of the firm there. The problem with that was the firm.
article going on among us?
Which article?
The one that found us.
Yes. This is off. All right.
Yes.